Mark Bishon Chav Tes, the bottom of the Yomid. Mazatana Bar, who lived us when I lived us? Who should be Paidi? Has a choice to be Paidi himself or to be Paidi his child? Father wasn't Paidi him, now it's either him or his child. Who should he do first? Simar brings some Machlaikis, Rudom and Benoit Kadmo, Shazemis also Aviv, Zemis also Beno, Beno Elov. Alright, so Buddha says his Shita, Tanakama argues, but let's take Rabbi Yemi's deal. Ami Yemiya. The Gemara says, if all the father has is hey slayim, who can live in night? If he has a choice, it's only him or his son, he only has five slayim. Yemi says, it's partial. Everybody agrees the father does it for himself first. My timer, mitzvah negufa difa. The law of the Gemara is because the mitzvah that gufa sounds like the mitzvah, his mitzvah, partial pshat. The mitzvah that Guva Diva has Kadim. That's Parshat the Gemara, he goes first. Reb Shimon brings a Raya from this Gemara. I really want to talk about there's a famous Hakir. The Shaila is, what is the Yetter of Pinyin HaBen? How does Pinyin HaBen work? Do we look at Pinyin HaBen, that Pinyin HaBen is really a Chi of moment? When we say there's a mitzvah Pinyin HaBen, for example, Priyas Bachayim Mitzvah. I borrow money, I owe you money. Lashem was Priyas Bachayim Mitzvah. But the real machayv is not the mitzvah. I borrowed money, I got to pay you back. There's a mitzvah to see you carry that out. But the seamless, the real marker for the chiyuv is, I borrowed money, I got to return it. Is that what pinyin haben means? It's a chiyuv to give the kain moment. It's like a man that's kuna, give him a moment. There's a mitzvah to carry out what you owe him, but it's stemming from a chiyuv moment. Or is the pshat that it's not really a chiyuv moment? It's a mitzvah. Put on tefillin, shake a lulav. The ma'aseh mitzvah here is to give hay slime. It's not a chiyuv mom, we don't owe him anything. There's a mitzvah to go be part of your ben. How does one do this mitzvah? Go get the hay slime. So Reb Shimon brings this gemara and says, it's posh of this gemara you see, mitzvah the gufa andifa. He says, posh, it's not the gemara, it's a chiyuv mom. It's a chiyuv mitzvah. If it would be a chiyuv mom, he says the marshal. I borrowed money from somebody. I was mazik somebody. Are you going to tell me this has kendima over this? Make sure you pay back the balchai first, because there's a mitzvah called priyas balchai mitzvah. On the other hand, there's a case too. I smashed his object. But so priyas chai comes before mazik. It's not true. There's a chiyah mama. There's an equally chiyah mama. There's a mitzvah to pay up the chov. But it doesn't give that kendima. So he says, if you learn pinyin haben is a chiyuv momen, so what is mitzvah to gufa difa? What's a gufa? You have money for yourself, you have money for your son. Why does his pinyin have kedima? So Reb Shimon says, it's posture from this gemara, it's a raya to the one side of the chakir. Pinyin haben is a din mitzvah, it's not stemming for the chiyuv momen, and mitzvah to gufa difa. That's Reb Shimon's raya. Right, before we come back to the raya of the gemara, the shayla itself, just want to show you some nafkaminas. In Chaschina class, maybe you saw on the sheets, in Chaschina class, the shayla, what's going to be, say the Moshe Katan. He doesn't have a father, and he's still before Bar Mitzvah, and the kid goes and he pays up, gives the slime to the Kohen. Comes later, and he comes Bar Mitzvah, in Chaschina's Masopik, was he Yaitse without payments? Let's say, assuming the money was spent, money's not here anymore. Was the Kohen Yaitz to the mitzvah? So he says, if you understand the Mechiyah Momen, you don't have to be a Bar Chiyuv and mitzvahs. Father dies, and a child pays up the chayv. Son paid it up, it's paid. He can't come to the child later, pay me up when you become a goal. He paid it, I give you the money. If it's a din mitzvah, so the Chaschinuch says that the Mars is in Rosh Hashanah. If somebody does a mitzvah, b'shas, he's not a bardaz, he eats matzah when he's a shaita. Later, he's a srap, he feels better. Is he not yaitza? You have to do a mitzvah at the time you're bar chiyuva. So the mitzvah says, if he pays up the pinyin when he's a kohen, he wouldn't be yaitza. He's clearing the shaila. Sounds like it's mamish the shaila. If it's a chayiv momen, you would be yaitza by the kohen. If it's a mitzvah, then he wouldn't be yaitza. That he brings himself at the end. It seems to be a fair shmachlaikis in Shulchan Aruch. The shach means the Madani Melech. It's the same shaila. What would be, Madani Melech says, let's say the father's not alive. Is based in Achroyah to go pay up now, to go pay for the child. So he says, he brings Madani Melech, that says, doesn't work. A kohen's not a bar chiyuva, he's not mechuyev in mitzvahs, so there's no mitzvah for based on have to carry out for the child. There's no mitzvah at this point. Maybe when he comes to go, that's going to be his problem. But right now, he's not a bar chiyuva, you're not mechuyev to, based on mechuyev to do it. So the Madani Melech paskens basically doesn't have to do it. The Shach says, not true. Avada Basin could pay up for him, they should pay up for him. That's the Shach. If it's a din mitzvah, Madani Melech is saying, there's no din Basin to do it. Right now, the child's not a bar chiyuva. The Iker Mechayiv is mitzvah, he's not a bar chiyuva. If there's an automatic chayiv woman, okay, so Basin can get a vow now, and Basin will pay it up. So the Shach holds it's poshut, based on can do it. The chayiv comes out nice. The Shach, the Shittoso, that is, the Ramon brings it in. Ein av yochel lift as ayidei shliach. Moses says in the end that that a father cannot send a shliach to go to a pidyon aben. The shach, the guy, why not? Why can't you make a shliach to go to a pidyon aben? We could say, it's a shach v'shit also. If it's a chayv momen, why not? Somehow halacha, when I have to pay up a chayv, I have to do it myself. I have to appoint shliach adam kameisa to do it. Go pay it up, as long as he gets the money. Who cares? You can send the guy to go deliver the money. It's not a loch, it's like a mitzvah I have to do. A kedushin, a frosh, a truma. I make a shliach. Yeah, anybody go send it. I can send a behemoth to deliver the money. If you learn it's a mitzvah, I mean, even then you could clear. And that's what the Ramah is saying. You can't make a shliach opinion a bit. If you learn it's a mitzvah, so the Ramah is being mechadish, but itself is not poshut. It's kind of like the mitzvah shebegufo. The famous Tosfos Rid. You can't make a shliach to put on tefillin for you. Mitzvah shebegufo. Sit in the sukkah for me. You can't do that. Tefillin's got to be on my body. I can't send a shliach. So even then, the Ramah is saying a chiddush that pinyin aben, it's a mitzvah, and he's understanding it's a mitzvah shebegufo, then it's a chiddush, even though it's not, it's a mitzvah. But the Shach, the Shittos is saying, it's not a mitzvah. There's a prius machayim. Why can't send a shliach to do it? I said, Sachar, this would be enough. Give me in the shaila. So coming up from the Shach Shittos seems to be that it's a chiyuv momen. I can make the shliach. There's no reason the kohen can't do it. And let's say the Ramah, the Madani Melech, they're learning it's a mitzvah, and I got to do it myself. And the cotton, it won't help if they don't use a cotton. That seems to be a little bit of shayla. Right, but let's keep in mind, still share with the Gemara Kiddush, Reb Shimon's Raya. But before we come back to that, they had some shayla. Parsha Pshat. It seems to be a machlokes rishonim. And in modern Baba Kama, now, Rashi's pshat, the Gemara's machlok is Rashi Taisus. Rashi learns b'chor shenet means that the baby was born b'chor adam shenereg b'dayich lamed. A child, Mustabach, was killed before day 30. So the Gemara brings b'chor shenem upon the tifta, y'alcha fil nitra b'dayich shleishim, tamalim acholot. The Gemara brings a meat. Wait, Rashi's touching the sukkah. It's a b'chor shenitra that was killed. You're not mechuyev to be paitim. Taisus asks from Rashi. So Rashi says, why? Well, but what's the havamina? Ain't paitim. Ain't so live taisum. He mays matzah the maimer. If the child dies, that's pshita. Taksimu doi ben chayrish tifta. Baby's got to be 30 days old. What's the chiddush that the baby was killed? Maybe if it wouldn't have been killed, maybe it would have survived. It wouldn't have been a nephilim, he would have survived. Kamash Malan, you're Potter. So Tosfos understands from Rashi that the only reason you're Potter is because he was killed. That's what Tosfos says, Kol HaChadoshev. Let's say it was a full-term baby. There's no reason to assume that the baby would have died. Now, here the baby was killed. Tosfos understands from Rashi, it's not a full-term baby. Such a baby, there's a chance it would have died. But Tosfos is dying from Rashi. Let's say you had a baby, was definitely a full-term baby, Kol HaChadoshev. And the child got killed. Tosfos understands the view of Rashi, there's a chiyuv pinyan bet. And it's not the chinuch shita. In other words, there's not a gzeiros hakosev, it's got to live for 30 days. Tosfos is chaylik, no such thing. Tosfos says, it's a gzeiros hakosev, baby's got to be 30 days, no chiyuv pinyan bet. Rashi, the way Tosfos understands Rashi, the chinuch, the maskana comes out like that. If it would be Kol HaChadoshev, the baby is a full-term baby, and he didn't survive, got killed before there is a chiyuv pinyan bet. We're talking in a case where it wasn't the full-term baby. He might have survived, he might not have survived. Comes a pasuk to say there's no chiyuv pinyan bet. But if it's a Kol HaChadoshev, Tosfos understands the view of Rashi, there would be a chiyuv pinyan bet. Let me say, he said, Machlekes. Tosfos' sheet is, it's a gzeiros hakosev shleishim no matter what. Rashi holds, it's only because we don't know for sure. And of that, the pasuk is telling you, you're potter. But if we would have known he's a full-term baby, he would have survived. There is a chiyuv pinyan bet. Right, I'm not going to go through Tosfos' kashas and Rashi different gemaras. Towards the end of the Tosfos, in the beginning he asks in Rashi, as Rashi is, no, it's a gzeiros hakosev, it's not true, davka shleishim yet. Then he seems to repeat himself at the end. They ask him, ah, cholok. And the Mar brings a pasuk, kim shener takes lam yayin, mipdoi ben chayin shtifta. At the end of the Tosfos, he seems to, like, repeat himself. The only one, we need a mir for this case. The baby was killed before 30. And let's say it wasn't a full-term baby. Rashi says, I need the pasuk. Maybe he would have survived. I would have thought Yechai had been in a bed. That's, what do you pasuk for? Mipdoi ben chayin shtifta, the Torah says it's got to be 30 days. So the sheet, the Maran, they go, they're bothered, what was Tosfos repeating himself? That was the beginning of the Tosfos. He asked in the beginning, he had his rayas, it's in Zeres, the cause has got to be Shleishim Yai. Maybe he survived. He's got to live 30 days. Then at the end, he sounds like it's repetitious. And why does when you pause and achola, we already know I'm doing Mechayish Tifta. You asked the cash already. That's what the sheet is bothered with. So the sheet of says a chiddush. She says it like this. It's a chosher in Tosfos' lashon, but what Tosfos means to say is, first of all, it's a gzeiros hakosev. Second of all, why would you have thought meisafek this child was not a full-term baby? Maybe it would survive. Maybe it wouldn't survive. What's bothering Tosfos is even the shita's chol Rashi is not a gzeiros hakosev. Why would you need a pasuk to say you mechuyev to pay the safek? Misafek, you got to give the binyan a ben, so you got to pay misafek. Tosfos is understanding even with the Rashi, but if the baby got killed, it wasn't a full-term baby. It might have survived. It might not have survived. Misafek, misafek, you won't be mechuyev to give the binyan a ben. So then the shita says. Right? That's what Tosfos means. It may lay higher than Eric. He can say, because obviously I could go to Potter. May something I should realize you're Potter. I think time to know. Maybe what Rashi holds is, there's a rave over here. There's a rave that says, rave of these babies would have survived. So maybe you'll tell me to answer Rashi. You know what Rashi thought there'd be a chiv in the suffix? There's a rave. Rave of the children will survive. Go about to arrive in Mukhuy to pay the binyan a bet. Says no. What's bothering Tosfos is, why would I think you're Mukhuyev? Why would you think you're Mukhuyev? It's a suffix. I arrive. We paskin in Elchim Mamanach arrive. That's what's bothering Tosfos. So that the Shita says, Mio Koshli. No, I could still answer Rashi. Name is Mishum de Mitzvah, Hava Mir, the Elchim Mamanach arrive. The Kanasim Ibtuyev. She just asked, but I can answer Rashi. Rashi held that there's a mitzvah over here. You're right. Ein olchem amarach arayv. This is not a momeristic shayla. It's a shayla mitzvah. And if Adam mitzvahs, we go basarayv. That's it. Rashi needs the pasuk. What's the machlekes? Nachayim. The shayla we learned before. The shita seems to be saying beferish. Tais understood. It's a momeristic shayla. It's a priest machayv. Good. That's a klal. Ein olchem amarach. That's what's bothering Tais. Why should I need a pasuk? Rashi learns it's a mitzvah. So it sounds like this is Gufa Machlaikis. Rashi and Tais says, oh, Shaila, is it a din mitzvah or is it din chiyav mamon? Sounds like this. A few things over here. So I want to touch on this Shita. Shita's saying what? So what's the pshat in Rashi? Rashi holds because holkul mamon, not mamon, it's holkul achar mitzvah, and then we go about to rave. Means the Tamir Ben Yisrael. The pshat in Rashi is it's not a din mitzvah. But rather, it's not a din moment, it's a din mitzvah, and a mitzvah we go bosser right. So this agav, dachrenu medayi from the shita. Okay, so you're saying a pshat to answer Rashi. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah, why did the shita say a loshen? Because it's a rave. Once you say it's not a moment, it's not a momentistic shita, it's a din mitzvah. Once it's a mitzvah, a selfie mitzvah would have been enough. Why does the Shita use a lashon? Because rave would survive. And by mitzvahs we go, boss, a rave. Let's say it wouldn't have been a rave. 50-50. Some do, some don't. Rashi from the Shita is only because he's explaining Rashi, there's a rave, and by mitzvahs we go, boss, and it's a suffix. It's a suffix. So Achrayim has this kasha, just the way the Shita is answering Rashi. It's a mitzvah, but it's a rave. It's the rave for it. Something like Chumra. So there the Pasha, maybe bring a rave from the Shita, like the famous Rambam Shita, and the Rambam Shita is fake, and remember, we're talking about a posse over here, Rashi's bringing a drosha. So the famous Shita is Rambam, something, the rice is really made the rice of course, only Rabban of the Chumra. There's a big shayla in Achrayim, even if he's Shita is Rambam, something, the rice and the rice of Kula, how about a something mitzvah? You're mitzvah if you work, you're feeling a kosher. But you're tefillin, you chaplet, right? Maybe something wrong with the tefillin. Even the fi shita is a Rambam, there's a big machlaik, it's not Nachrayim, the Rital Gazi, and the Siva, the Gregor. Does the Rambam agree by suffering mitzvahs? You've got to go lechumra. Or maybe not. There's a big machlaik. You could bring a rai from the shita, that the shita held like the Rambam shita. Suffering the rai some rai of the kula. Not only that, even by suffering mitzvahs. He's got to throw in rave because it would be a sovik menachinami. Sovik the rice from rice l'kula. Don't matter drosha. Why you need a drosha? Sovik the rice from rice l'kula. And even by sovik mitzvah. The chan will be a rave from the shita. He held the shita's a rambam. Sovik the rice from rice l'kula. And it's only because there's a rave here. Then I would say you have to be machmer. But in shita's a rambam, what's going to be like mitzvahs? Which is almost shy. Somehow that works. But the Shita maybe would bring a right. All right, like this. Let's thank the Shita himself. We're coming out of the Shita that is a machlaikis Rashi and Taisis. This whole Shaila, the Mitzchus Chinach, is it a mitzvah or is it a din moment? So from Rashi we're saying, Rashi needs a posse to Maya, the Sofik Bukhar. Why? Because the right mitzvah is the Shita saying. My say it's a lach and mitzvah. And Taisis is bothered. No, it's a din moment. A holkum moment acharayv. Say this. Maybe we could say two pshatim to say it's not muchach. I mean, the shita is learning like this in Rashi. But maybe we could say that even in Rashi, we could say really holds it's a din moment. It's a din moment. I ain't holchum moment acharayv. What do you do with Taisis kashem? As a shita saying Rashi, it's rave mitzvah. So maybe not to say that. Rashi's mask with moment. Say two pshatim. Either we could say that the Shita is assuming that the Pshat Taisis was, it's Momen, ein holkum b'momen acharayv. Probably this is Taisis, the Shita, so Taisis and Baba Kama is asking this kasha. There's a famous Taisis Sanhedrin, Taisis on Gimel and Beis. Taisis asks, what do you mean holkum b'momen acharayv? We go arayv by nefoshes. You kill a person based on arayv. Ein holkum b'momen acharayv. Sateis is a lashon, very vague lashon, that where's the Lach Machleis in Elch Mamrach Arayv? Elch Machleis Rabin Shmuel, Ruba the Raj, Ruba Nachs. The person comes to the store, he wants to buy a cow. Makes the money, comes home, the animal's a wild animal, and he ties it to the Meicher. Arayv says, when people buy animals, they're buying for plowing purposes. I can't plow the animals want, I have to shut, I don't listen to what I want. Give me the money back. Rav says, give the money back. Give me back the money. Shmuel says, the Meicher is not mechuyev to give the money back. It's not Shmuel Shita. That's the case. That's the classical case, the Mokbe, the Machlekes. Taisin Sanhedrin says, Sarech Leimer, Avada by Rav, we go Boser Mokbe. We go Boser Mokbe, like Shmuel. Sarech Leimer, this Rav is Gara. Something different about this rive we come into by a behema, something weaker about that rive, and then we say ein olchem amaracha rive. That's what Taisa says. Taisa Mabakam Achav Zayin asked the Kasha. He says a different Rosh. That we find a boss rive, but unfortunately he makes another chil. But it's Taisa's an adrami. So it's very clear with Mitzvah, it's a weaker rive. So the Shmaitza brings them back and makes a mathematical equation of it. Statistic-wise, it's a weak arrive. Shmaitza is a different shot. You have to understand the Shmaitza. I'll try to say big kids. The Shmaitza says, what he means is, arrive that's totally b'maisi, they are the minig, they are the rings of the Yishanim and Kedushin. Mora says, if a chasen gives a kala present, for the chasen is four months from now, gives her a present. One of the Amr says, we're chayshis that they did a l'shem Kedushin. So something is ish. So the Rishonim ask, what kind of something? What's a raiv? A raiv chasanim, wait for the chasanim. I'll be mekadosh now. So the Rishonim say, it's a raiv that's totally a mini b'yadam. It's on teva. Raiv noshim give birth after 9 months. Raiv women are not islanders. This is totally a das b'yadam. So people decide to make a new shtick, they'll elope, they get married early. It's the minute could change. So the Rishon, the Ramban, the Ritva say, a rave that's totally unmining b'nei Adam, that's a weaker rave. Says the Shmaitza, that's what Taisus means. Rubel the Radian, Rubel and Asri, buying an animal, that's totally unmining b'nei Adam. That could change at any moment. Some people don't want to buy for agriculture purposes. They want to buy for the meat. It's a minig that's could be changed at any moment. That's a weaker, that's what Taisus means to say. The Shmaitza, you have to understand the Shmaitza and Poshe Pshat, the Loshen. Shmaitza brings those Rishonim, that's the Pshat in Taisin Sanhedrin. Well, if you look at the Rishonim there in Kedushin, they say, Hilkach Hichmiru Ve'eshes Yish. Because it's a right that's totally a Maist Ve'odom, Hichmiru, sounds like a Loshen Drabonan, Ve'eshes Yish. So we're from, but you're telling me, Ein Holchum Amrach Arev is a Din Drabonan? What's the Shmaitza talking about? He's bringing this rave to explain, and that's what Taisin had meant to say. Because it is that the Rishon, you bring the Rishon and say, it's a Drabonan. Hichmiru beis ish, can't use this rave. Not in the Raisam. That's why can't you use the rave over here, like every moment? L'chayin och mom rave, it's a loch of the Raisam of Yishmo. So I'm not going to go to the Raisam, but Bekitzim, maybe Taisin, what the Shmaitza means is that this is me, a rave that's totally a many but they all them. It's a weaker rave. Don't mean weaker about it. Is it a rave or not a rave? What does that mean? So you give him answer with the Shaila that Rahim Claire, how does rave work? Is rave a psak and mirror? Or is rave just as how Lachman Hogan? Rave is not my fire the suffix. Rave tells you it can be naive based on the majority. It's not my fire the suffix. You could learn. But the Shmaitz of being Mechanish, there's two dinim in Rav. There are times that Rav works as a beer, as a psak beer. Marshal Rav, Marshal Mazabi Zviol, Zachar Tez. That's a Rav Atali Batev. That's a solid Rav. That kind of Rav has a lumbus of a Rav of beer. A Rav that's totally a mini Bri Adam that they can just change at any moment they want, that doesn't carry it with the weight of a Kerem beer. It's a Rav of an Adam. You can be naive with the Rav. That's what they say. Why were they marked by this rabbi? Otherwise, we go bust the ravishes here. If it's a right that's totally mini bitty on them, that lacks the kayach and beer. So the chum said, when it comes to ish is ish, we don't want to be samach about. So chum and rabbanon, because it's not being mevar, the suffix, be machmer. Says the shmeitzer, when it comes to be mighty moment, we be mighty moment for the mochzik. Mochzik is a psak and beer. I just don't take it away from him. All right, right. I'm not going to go through the right, but it might seem like some, it's the psak, it's mamish his. There's no shalot until you can prove it. That's what Ishmael is saying. Tyson's header means to say, to use a rive of anhaga to be mites in a psak of a mochzik, which is a psak beer, that you can't do. I feel me the raisa. He's just bringing for those who shine him, you see, this rive doesn't have the kayachem beer to it. Doesn't have beer when it comes to a mochzik, the mites of a mochzik, you don't have the kayachem to do it. That's an emerson beer that did a mochzik. You can't use right of halbet to be mitzvah. That's going to be midiraisa. You could say that's only the right over there. We better be about the taisis. What's the sheet to learn taisis kasha and Rashi was? Why would you think you go boss to right? If pinyin aben is a din moment, ain't all chamang nachar right. So the sheet the answer must be Rashi. Oh, it's a mitzvah. So you don't have to say like that. Rashi can learn it's a din moment. Pinyin aben is a din moment. I know chumam nachar rive. Not at the rive over here. This is rive that's totally betempa. Rive babies are going to survive. It's not totally minibity of them. The whole cloud in chumam nachar rive is only by that rive. The rive that's totally minibity of them. Wait a minute. That's what we say in chumam nachar rive. But a regular rive is based on teva. But how do you mean might see moment? Taisa mama kam is asking the shitaso. He was kind of in the taisa sanhedrin. He holds any rave in Olchum Amarach Rav, Adikash, he says a pshat. But anyways, this could be one Mahal Kharashi. That really, it's not more to say the way the Sheet is saying. You can learn that really, every mask is a din moment. A lot of moment. In Olchum Amarach Rav, if Rashi holds like the Tyson Sanhedrin, Rashi is not sure. Or, say a totally different pshat. There's Kuntas Fekis. The Rambam passes by Pinyin and Ben. Tell me Pinyin and Ben. The Rambam says, if you have a snake sveika that you mechuyev to pay the Pinyin and Ben, the Rambam says, you gotta pay it. They all ask of the Rambam, we paskin, ain't all chumam rach raiv. And snake sveika, if you learn snake sveika, mitam raiv, snake sveika shouldn't be better than raiv to be mighty moment. That's the kasha they ask of the Rambam. So the Kuntz sveika says, the pshat like this. He brings the Gemara Chul and the Gemara Kuflam Adal. The Gemara says, "On the Barash Shvit Stiko." Gemara brings a Pesuk and Pesuk and Tillim, and the Gemara is talking about Matnas Kuna Matnas Aniyim by Israel Chaim Akeva by certain Matnas Aniyim. The Gemara says, "I'm not going to go for Gemara, but if the Gemara comes out, even though it seems to be a suffic moment, there's a drasha on the Barash Shvit Stiko. You're mechuyev to pay it." The Gemara says, it's only if there's some kind of cheskes chiyev. You see the case of the Gemara. If there's a cheskes chiyev, Ra'ani Rosh, Ilam Norme, in Holchum Amar Acharev, it sounds like, there's a special Mzeir Sukkosu by Matnas Kuna, on the Rosh, it's Niko, you gotta pay it up. With the Chazok of the Gemara saying. So the Kuntas Veki says, that's the plan that Rambam. When the Rambam says, Sveik Sveiki, Mechuit Be the Pinyin Ben, I normally ain't all chumam racha rave. Happy mitzvah is fake sveika. Matnas kuna is different. Matnas kuna, matnas neem is different. On the Rosh Hitzdiko, if there's a chazok and kavachayim arrive, you mechuyev to pay. He says, that's the pshat in the Rambam. Right, now before we go into the Hezbollah, you could say, that's the pshat in Rashi. You don't have to come to the fact that it's a mitzvah. There's a special drasha by the Matnas Kuna on the Barash Vitzdiko. If there's a chazaka be mechayiv, if there's a raiv, kavachaymer, or the chazaka be vadev. So Rashi could hold, not like the sheet is saying, pinyin aben is a din moment. I in holchum moment achor like the sheet is asking, taisis kasha. Where the Kuntas Veikis is learning the Rambam, he doesn't bring this taisis, saying, pshat the Rambam. On the Rosh Hitzdiko, there's a special gzeirus gosh when it comes to matnas kuna and matnas aniyim. You go, boss arrive, to be mighty moment. It's so poshed. What's the pshat in taisis? they forgot the Gemara Chulin. The Kun just like it's not the Gemara Chulin. You see, if there's a din by Matnas Kuna, if there's a Cheskes Chiyuv, certainly if there's a Raiv, when it comes to Matnas Kuna, Matnas Aniyim, you have to pay it. You have to go, you go to the extra step. Ani Viraj Pitsdiko, take care of the Ani. Go, go, you gotta do it. Go Basar Rai, go Basar Chazak. It's so bullshit. What's the Pshat in the Taisis? What's the Taisis Kashim Babakana? The way the Sheet is in Taisis Kashim. That we should say, Ein Holkum Mamon Acharev. Why? You have the Drosh Mamanis Kuna. The Rambam and the Rashi are right. Maybe the Pshat's like this. The Arsameach has on this Rambam, and this he brings this quote just Vegas. But as Vegas is saying, when it comes to the Matnas Aniyim, the Matnas Kuna, only the Rashi is tikkun, you gotta pay it. Frank, there's some Meach. If you look at Tais and Bacharis and Dav Chav, Tais is talking about a Behemoth Tahira. You're Mesubik, if this was the firstborn Bachar by Behemoth Tahira, Tais says, you're not Mechuyev to give it to the Kayan, Hamaitzim Mechavel Arayim. And even with a Rife, Tais is not my case of a Rife. Tais, you don't gotta give it to the Kayan. So there are some tainas on the Kunjas Vegas. The pshat that you said in the Rambam, the Chayis even Tais and Babukeh, and the Chayis is not like that. He's done by Shalvi Bechar. Shalvi Bechar, Tais is saying, you don't got to give it to the kind. Hamaitzim Mechaber al Rayim. I, on a Barashi Tztiku, he says, Baisas and Machlekes, the Rambam and Tais. That's what there are some says. But what do you do with the Gemara? The same kash we're asking over the Shita. Good. Okay, you show me it's a machlekes, Tais and the Rambam. But what does Tais do with the Gemara Chulin? There's a din on a Barash Vitztiku. So Reb Chaim says, in the Gachal HaShas, Reb Chaim says like this. There's a chilek between Pinyin and Ben. You have to be part of your Ben. You have to lay out the money from your pocket to be part of your Ben. Bechar Behemetar means give the Bechar to the Kayin. So Reb Chaim learns like this. He says, then din on Reb Rashi Tztiku is halacha, where you're telling me, give for my money. On Reb Rashi Tztiku, like a tzitkas, like a stock of lotion. Give your money. He says, that's good by Pinyin HaBen, where you're being mechayvim, give from your pocket to the kohen. Then the Kunjus Vek is saying, very nice. On Reb Rashi Tztiku, where it means giving from your money, be generous. Go, Bas Harai, Bas Kazan, give it to him. When it comes to the Bechor Behemet Tahira, that means it's not my money. It's if it has Kedushas Bechor, this is the Mamon HaKayin. Give him his money. It's not my money. So Reb Chaim learns the din, on Reb Rashi Tztiku's the din, where you're being Mechayev to give him his money. Then be generous with your money. But it's not my money. On the tzad, this is a bechor. This is the coin. I'm giving the coin from his money. So Meir Reb Chaim says it's not a steer of Taisus to the Rambam. The Rambam's talking about Pinyin HaBen. That's Pinyin HaBen. And Taisus is talking about the bechor behemet tzairah. That's Reb Chaim. So I'm going to borrow like this. Let's take Reb Chaim a step further. Let's say in Pinyin HaBen itself. Notice. The Gemara in Chulin by Ani Barashi Tztiku is talking about Matnas Aniyim. Give him your money, give it to him. Pinyin HaBen, so he's saying what? Let's take the two extremes. Behemoth Bechor, Behemoth Tahira, the Behemoth's got Kedusha. If it's Kedusha, it's the coin's money, it's not my money, it's his money. The Gemara in Chulin is talking about what? Israel Chaim Lut Keva, or it's him, you got to give to the coin. That has no Kedusha in it. There's no Mazork in Israel, the Chaim Lekeva. So give from your animal, give to the Kohen. Those are talking about something that's coming straight from my mom. The Bein Matar, where the Arsameach is talking, where Chaim's talking, that's not my mama. On the son, it's the Bchar, it's the Kedusha that makes it, it's the Kohen. Give him his money. Let it go like this. Pinyin HaBen. Even if you learn that what, I got to give my money. What's the cause of giving the money? The money is because there's Kedusha on the Bechor. it's stemming from Kedusha that's got to be removed. In other words, by the Behemot Tahira, I hear very nice. Robert Klein saying it's beautiful. Behemot Tahira has nothing to do with my moment. It's the Kohen is Kodesh, and the male, it's Moment of Kain. Pinyin a man, Zerah Elchaim is the other extreme. Zerah Elchaim the Keva, there is zero Kedusha. I'm going to give this halakha of the Behemot to the Kohen. Only Barashit Stikwa. Rav Chaim saying the pinyin ben is comparable to Zerah Elchaim lekeva. Maybe we'll learn that's the machlokes in Rashi and Taisus. Rashi and Taisus are arguing, how do you look at the moment of the pinyin ben? It's not like Zerah Elchaim lekeva. There's no shaykh to the kedusha. Give him your moment. Give the kind part of the behemoth. Give him a present. B'chor behemoth tzarim. I'm doing my moment. It's his. It's called on the sun, it's Kondish, it's the Kain's moment. Pinyin HaBen is a middle darga. Pinyin HaBen, it's true, it's my moment, I have to lay off my moment, but it's stemming from the Kedusha and the Bihar. Do something, go remove, go be part of the Kedusha. It's my moment, true, but it's not just stemming, give my moment, it's stemming because the Torah put Kedusha on the Bihar. The Makara something is the Kedusha and the Bihar. Do I have to give my moment or not? That's Mamela. You're dining on the Kedusha of the Bechar, and therefore that's Machayev, I have to give. So maybe we can learn that's Mach like Rashi and Taisus. Everybody can learn it's a din moment. It's a lacha moment. Everyone's a lacha moment. Taisus is saying, there's a din in Alcha moment Acharev. Rashi holds Onib Rashi Tzdiku. That din Onib Rashi Tzdiku is Machayev that you give it. Taisa, what does Taisa do with the Gemara? What does he do with the Gemara? Chulin, Anu Rashi Tzdiku. Maybe that's the Machlokes. The Machlokes is, can you use Anu Rashi Tzdiku by the Pinyin HaBen? Zerah Elchaim LeKeva, like Rav Chaim Zerah, it's coming from my moment. Give from your moment. Bang with Taira, that's purely Kedusha. Give the kindness Kedusha. Give what belongs to him. But the Pinyin HaBen with the moments, it's true it's my moment, but it's stemming from the Kedusha on the Bechar. So Rashi understood that as a locha, that's the din on Rashi Tzdiku. Rashi also, that's a moment of sticka locha. It's giving from my moment, so then we would pass ben halcha locha right. Taisa understood, no, that moment, it's not your moment, it's coming machmas. There's no din of on Rashi Tzdiku by the pinyin HaBen. That can be the bar. Taisa knows the Gemara Chulin. He just held that by pinyin HaBen, it doesn't apply on Rashi. He holds it, don't view like the moment is the Kalacha, it's stemming from the Kedusha. So Kubi that's the Machlokes Rashi Tais. They both agree it's a moment. The Shaila is, do you apply on a Rashi Tzdiku by the Pinyin HaBen? So I'm sure this. So right now we're holding that either the whole original Shaila is a Machlokes. If you like the sheet, the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus, we're being matkin. We're saying, no, there's two ways to get out of Rashi. Rashi also knows halacha and moment. And there's two reasons to get out of a halacha moment acharev. Before we get back to the market tradition, I'll finish quick. I want to show that maybe there's a third side to this shaila. Is it moment? Is it mitzvah? The shulchan aruch and halacha you can give mother and shenhei. The Gemara in Bukhari brings Machlokes Taisus really mentioned it, that somebody gives pinyin HaBen money, gives it before Yom Shleishim, and then by the time we get to do it, day 30, the money is consumed. It's not Kol HaMoed. Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Father gave the money day 15. Comes day 30, the Kohen already spent it, lost the money, or he eats the pinyin HaBen. That's the Machlokes in the Gemara. Halacha L'maaseh Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Imam L'Ach Shleishim Yom Ben Podi. That the pinyin works. I'm giving it to you now, so it works. Yesh, I'm no, the main mosque, Yam, or Shibzim, Abtization. There are no reason, Yesh, I'm I feel we have an aim in my body. See, it means there's a Machlokes. The father gave the money 15, and the money got lost. Spent, it's not here. Machlokes. Rama says it's a machlekes, and I hold Rama says you should be machmer. Machlekes, be machmer the other day. The next talk right afterwards, Shulchan Aruch Mechaber says, Mishu Safikim Chai B'Pinyin Aben Potter, Shamaitzim Mechaber L'Raya. If you have a Safik Pinyin Aben, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you're not Mechoy to get a Maitzim Mechaber L'Raya. It's bothered, their mouth's quiet. Don't say nothing. Talk right before, there's a Shulchan Aruch Pinyin Aben, you pass like Rav Shmuel. He gave it to 15, Rama is not around after 30. Machlekes opinion, a good opinion. Machlekes says the Rama, you should be machmer. Safik opinion, but be machmer. Next halacha, Misha safik imchayv opinion of Potter, Shemaitz will have a right. Almost quiet. He doesn't tie on the machaber. Looks like a steer from one halacha to the next halacha. They make themselves like this. There are more holes that they're tuned in him in the opinion of Ben. Till now we've been going black and white. Is it a mom and is it a mitzvah? I think there are more be mechadesh. There are two halachas in Pinyan Ben. There's one halacha be mafresh, get the kedusha off for the child. Sipurna says in itziv that a bachar bam says answer by vayda schol until you bite it. Till you bite him, you can't ask the child to sweep the floor. He's answer by vayda schol. So call me with a mahos is. There are two halachas. There's a din, be mafresh, get the kedusha off for the child. Be bited. There's another din, manas kuna. Now take the moment that you're bited, give it to the kohen moshe. The Ramban says in Sefer Mitzvahs. The Ramban sheet is by Avrosha's Truma. The Ramban sheet is that there's two separate mitzvahs. There's a difference between mafresh, whether you want to eat or not. There's a mitzvah of Avrosha's Truma. There's another din, there's a mitzvah, now give it to the kohen. That's what I'm saying. The Ramah is saying that Nagabi, the Sufik Pinyan, we're not sure it worked or not. Remember, Nua Afrosha, that's the first halacha. The second in Hamaitz Mechavaraya. Do I have to give it to the Kohen? You've got to give it to the Kohen. That's the Momastik Shaila, that's the Hamaitz Mechavaraya. But when you're talking in terms of the Pinyan, the Din Isser, the Ramah is, there's two separate halachas in Pinyan Aben. Be mafresh, take off the kedusha. Other than now, the even mafresh, there's an halacha, give the matana the kai. I might speak over Ryan. There's two separate halachas in Pinyin Aben. All right, so I'm finished with this. But what do we do with the original Ryan? The original Ryan. The original Ryan is mashma that it is halacha in mitzvah. Mitzvah the nafshi odif. That was Reb Shimon's Ryan. If you look right through the Gemara Kedusha, Marm brings a machlekes. That a person has an option, highly regular pinyin aben. What should he do? Should he go to a pinyin aben, be paid his son, or go to highly regular? So, Rabbi Yehuda is do highly regular first, because high mitzvah of Eretz. This is not a mitzvah of Eretz. If you don't go now, highly regular, you're going to miss out. Pinyin aben, you do when you come back. It's a mitzvah of Eretz. The Chachamim bring a pasuk. They bring a pasuk that says, Mommy's a pasuk, the Darshan that's no, that the pinyin aben come before early regal. That's the chacham. Then again, the vas, I mean, what's the pshat? But the chacham don't hold the mitzvah of veris. The chacham rebuke is in a good svara. It's going to bring a posik. So what? So posik's telling you there's no din of mitzvah of veris? What does that mean to say? They agree, they disagree with the call of a mitzvah of veris as kendima? Then maybe the pshat's like this. Maybe this one's moving to Shiloh. Rabbi Huda understood Pinyin Aben is a mitzvah. If you have a choice, Pinyin Aben or Eile Regal, do Eile Regal. That's a mitzvah. You're going to lose out on your Eile Regal. You'll do the Pinyin Aben later. The Chacham bring a pasuk. Do the Pinyin Aben before the Eile Regal. I mitzvah veris, but I'm not calling shas. The Chacham, that's the Chiddush opinion. Pinyin Aben is not the mitzvah. Pinyin Aben is the chayiv moment. It's a chayiv moment. Avad, if I have a chayiv, I owe somebody money. No, come back later, because I have a mitzvah to take care of. You got to pay up. The chumas in the pasuk is bimagala. It doesn't go into mitzvah veris. Pinyin Aben is not a mitzvah. Then Avad, I should have Kadim review this right. the Chumash of Midrash, the Torah is saying, do a binyan of effort. What's the pshat? That's not like Zeris or Kosev. Not that they're going to connect the klal, but binyan of ben is the pshat. It's a chayv moment. That's the key of the pasuk. So fun, if you have a chayv moment, you can say, hold on, I got to do the mitzvah first. You're bal chayv, you owe the money to him first. So from that same sugya, could be that's the marker to say, pinyan of ben is really a chayv moment. And if I'm that's God, Kadim, I, Reb Shimon's Raya, Mitzvah, the Nafshi, other, maybe all the Gemara means is, there's any Pai the Nafshi, in other words, there's Kedusha on your goof. Before you take, like, Echovish Mata, Atzman Bezos, Surah, take a Mitzvah, the Nafshi, not Atzasiva Mitzvah, the pinion of Ben required, get the Kedusha off your body. So if the Father, who lived those, or when I lived those, what does it mean to say my mitzvah comes first? Mitzvah the nafshe, that's no gay in my nafish. I have kedusha. My ben's got kedusha. Mitzvah the nafshe. Do you have that Christ? Get the kedusha off your body first. Then you'll take care of the child. It doesn't mean to say it's a, the ikrachim says it's a mitzvah. Avad it's a chay mom. But the sugya goes on later. The chumer is saying the pinyan has got kedima or the regal. Like either regal is mitzvah veris. Pinyan has a chay moment. All the Gemara meant to say before was, Mitzvah the Nafshi, take care, get the Kedusha off your roof first, then you'll take care of the child.